by Judaizers who were coming in and saying they needed to add to their salvation, to add to their faith, works. Circumcision, keeping the Ten Commandments, keeping the Jewish law, and so forth. And we saw last week how in Acts chapter 15, the disciples came together and said, no, that's not what we're not going to do that to the Gentiles. They just need to trust Christ. And so he's still correcting them, but also teaching about how important it is about the hearing of faith. Notice verse 1, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only what I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? So that phrase shows up twice, the hearing of faith. That'll be our title tonight. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your word. What a privilege to open it together and allow the Holy Spirit to apply it to our lives. And I pray you would guide us. And Lord, you would be honored through this time. We love you in Christ's name. Amen. So notice, he makes it very clear that if we're not growing in our faith, then we're shrinking. That's not, you can't just sit on the fence with God. You can't just say, okay, I'm putting it in neutral now. He says, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? He's talking here about obeying the gospel. And what he's saying is, you Galatians are not growing because you've been led astray by these false teachings on the law, primarily for them. And they were headed in the wrong direction. Bewitched is a pretty strong word, isn't it? Who hath bewitched you, he says. But he said, this only what I learned, and he's asking a rhetorical question. When you received the Spirit of God, when the Spirit of God moved into you and you became his temple, did that happen by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? The obvious answer is when they trusted Christ. It was by the hearing of faith that they got saved after hearing the gospel. Receiving the Spirit, if you go to Romans 8, 9, is synonymous with getting saved. The day we are born again, he moves in and has been doing that since Pentecost. And now we are the temple of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit, who has promised, as we were reminded on Sunday, to stay there until the day of redemption. But notice Romans 8, 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be, that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You know, you hear charismatics sometimes talk about how they lost the Spirit. The Spirit comes in, the Spirit goes out. Well, God says, if you don't have the Spirit, you're not saved. If you don't have the Spirit of God, you're not his. You're none of his. Because they're synonymous. Being saved and having the Spirit are for us in the church age are the same thing. And that's what he's saying. When you received the Spirit of God, when he moved into your life and you became his temple, did that happen through the works of the Old Testament Jewish law, or did it happen by the hearing of faith? Well, of course, it happened by the hearing of faith. That's how we get saved, isn't it? By hearing the gospel. Notice Ephesians 1:13, if you would. We have to hear the word of God to be saved. Notice Ephesians 1:13, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So again, he's equating receiving the Spirit with salvation, but he also says you trusted after that you what? Heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. You heard the word of the truth. You must hear it. Look at Hebrews chapter 4, if you would, and we'll see this again. And yes, deaf people can be saved. They hear through their hands. Same thing. But notice Hebrews 4, 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So notice here, he's saying that they had to hear it and then they had to exercise faith on what they heard, the hearing of faith. They had to hear it and then they had to believe it. And we all know that's how we got saved, isn't it? We heard the gospel, which came from the word of God, and we believed the gospel, we placed our faith in Christ, and we got saved. The word of God does have a part in our salvation. If you look at 1 Peter 1:25, this verse even says that it saves us. I thought it was that one. Which one is it? Being born again, verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So notice, by the word of God. And the word of God is where we get the gospel. Look at verse 25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. That's 1 Peter 1:25. So the word of God is involved in our salvation when we practice the hearing of faith. When we trust what we heard through the gospel and we place our faith in Jesus Christ. So back to our passage here, these Galatians. He's already said, you've been bewitched. Now he says, verse 3, are you so foolish? So he's being pretty hard on them, isn't he? Talking about them being bewitched, and now he says, you're foolish. Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? You started by trusting Christ. You started with the hearing of faith. You started with the Holy Spirit moving in. And now you're going to make things better with the flesh? He says, that's foolish. Believing that these outward works are going to somehow improve on or add to the salvation that God gave to you as a gift. He says, that's foolishness. And, you know, we are not perfected by the flesh, are we? The flesh does not make us more Christian, doesn't make us more worthy of heaven. That all happened the day we got saved. We became accepted in the Beloved, Ephesians chapter 1. We became 100% worthy of heaven the day we got saved. We don't do works to improve upon or add to our salvation or make us more worthy of heaven. We do works because we already have salvation, because we appreciate what God did for us, and we love Him, and we want to serve Him. Two different perspectives. And most people's, of course, that are not saved, their perspective is, I'm doing this to earn favor with God. You can't do it. All favor with God comes through Christ. So look at Philippians 3:3, if you would, quickly, talking about this being made perfect by the flesh. We, even as Christians, need to be careful of this, that we are not perfected by the flesh. So don't determine your spirituality, if you will, or others' spirituality based on outward things, based on works. Be careful in that arena. Philippians 3:3, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Can't trust it. We don't have any confidence in it. And yet he's saying, these Galatians, you think you're now improving upon your salvation because these Judaizers have bewitched you into thinking that if you get circumcised and you keep the law of Moses, that makes you a better Christian, or even in some cases makes you a Christian at all, that the two have to be mixed. He said, no, you can't do it. You can't mix them. Look at Romans 11:6. Bit of a tongue twister, but a great verse on this. And what it says is, you absolutely cannot mix grace and works. Now, most world religions try to mix them, but God says you can't do it. Notice Romans 11:6. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. So Paul makes it very clear. It's one or the other. It's either grace or it's works, not a combination of the two. And that's what he's rebuking the Galatians for, trying to mix grace and works. Can't do it. So notice back to our passage in verse 4, he says, have you suffered so many things in vain? He says, you've been saved, you've received the Spirit of God. Yes, you've suffered now since you got saved, because all Christians will suffer, right? Many of the afflictions of the righteous, Psalm 34:19, we're all going to go through suffering because it's part of God's growth plan for us. He said, has that all been in vain? Was it all for naught because you hadn't learned about the extra stuff from the Judaizers yet that you had to improve upon your salvation? And of course, it's just a rhetorical question. So verse 5, he therefore that ministered to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? So people that had ministered to them and they had trusted Christ and they were growing in the Word of God, he said, did they do that through the works of the law or did they do it through the hearing of faith? Were they trusting in the power of God's Word to change you, or were they trusting in their own ability to maybe be a good speaker or pass on some great wisdom from the law or whatever? And again, it doesn't happen. We grow, so we get saved by the hearing of faith, and we grow by the hearing of faith. That's what he's trying to get across. Look at Romans 10:17. I know most of you know it by heart. But it comes from the Word. You got saved by hearing the Word, and you grow by hearing the Word. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. One of the reasons why God commands us to not forsake our assembling, because we need the Word. We need it. The Holy Spirit takes it. It's a miraculous thing that we don't completely understand, but He takes it and applies it to our lives, and we grow. Right? As newborn babes, desire what? The sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. So, he says you got saved by the hearing of faith, and you grow through the hearing of faith. That's why the Bible says those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Being faithful to church isn't just something that we should be glib about. It's something God wants because it's good for us. It's how we get perfected. It's how we grow, is through the hearing of faith. It's the way God's planned it. You know, I have people say to me, well, yeah, I don't have to go to church to worship God. And I say, that's so true. You can worship God in your house. You can worship God up on the mountaintop. It's not only about worshiping God. I say, but church was not man's idea. It was God's. And God designed it this way for a reason, and that is we need the hearing of faith. We need it. It's part of our process of growing and becoming more like Jesus. You can't get that on the mountaintop. You can worship up there, but you can't get the hearing of faith up there. And that's why God says that the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. So, he's saying to these Galatians, you've been bewitched by these Judaizers, you're being foolish, thinking that you could add to your salvation. No, you received salvation, you received the Spirit of God simply by the hearing of faith. When you heard the gospel, when you trusted Christ, you received the Spirit of God. And now that you are Christians, the only way you're going to properly grow is, as he says there in verse 5, those who ministered to you, those who worked miracles among you, those who did anything for you, how did they do it? The hearing of faith. It comes down to the power of this book, the hearing of faith. So last week, we're saved by the faith, and we live by the faith. This week we see that we are saved by the hearing of faith, and we grow by the hearing of faith. It's all about faith, isn't it? Praise God for faith. Faith in Jesus Christ as the only hope for heaven. That hearing of faith. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word and this simple truth about the hearing of faith. I pray, Lord, that it would sink into our hearts and we would again realize how important it is. Lord, that we share the gospel with the lost from your word, and that we expose ourselves to your word as much as we can, that we might grow through the hearing of faith. Thank you so much for speaking to our hearts. We love you in Christ's name.